The purpose of this message is to help many of you find the life you want, not the one you're living. I speak to you who find yourselves caught in a pattern of life that you neither enjoy nor want. You may publicly profess that all is well and reject the efforts of others to help you with a comment that you know what you're doing and can handle it yourself. Yet in quiet moments, you know you're miserable, lonely, and sometimes afraid. You avoid thinking too much about what you're doing. You're driven by appetites that bring momentary physical response, but are followed by periods of deep depression. Let me help you as we reason together. I need not define your specific problem to help you overcome it. It doesn't matter what it is. If it violates the commandments of the Lord, it comes from Satan. And the Lord can overcome all of Satan's influence through your application of righteous principles. Please understand that the way back is not as hard as it seems to you now. Satan wants you to think that it is impossible. That is not true. The Savior gave his life so that you could completely overcome the challenges you face. You find when someone mentions the mistake you're making, you're prone to lie about them, to indicate that they're much less severe than they truly are. Do you admit only to what is publicly seen and try to hide from others how really bad conditions are? Worst of all, do you lie to yourself, pretending that all things are in order when they're really not? That attitude prevents you from getting the help you need and provides an invitation to more serious problems. When you're honest with yourself, you may feel afraid. To change will require you to take an unfamiliar path, and it's uphill and narrow. The other one is so inviting, but it leads to heartache. None of your partners in error will help you upward on the path of the Lord. They only think of themselves. You know the result of following their path: unhappiness, failure, disappointment, and greater fear. They don't love you. They want to use you. Don't listen to them. Lucifer will do all in his power to keep you captive. You're familiar with his strategy. He whispers, "No one will ever know. Just one more time. You can't change. You've tried before and failed. It's too late. You've gone too far." Don't let him discourage you. When you take that path that climbs, the harder path of the Savior, there are rewards along the way. When you do something right, when you resist temptation, when you meet a goal, you'll feel very good about it. It's a very different feeling than you have when you violate commandments, an altogether different feeling. It brings a measure of peace and comfort and provides encouragement to press on. As you pray for help, the Lord will place in your path priesthood leaders who will counsel and friends who will give support, if you'll let them. But remember, they can only help you by your following the rules that Christ has set out for the journey. Any lasting improvement must come from your own determination to change. If it were possible to make your road very easy, you wouldn't grow in strength. If you were always forgiven for every mistake without effort on your part, you would never receive the blessings of repentance. If everything were done for you, you wouldn't learn how to work, or to gain self-confidence, or to acquire the power to change. Freedom from your transgression will come through sincere faith, true repentance, willing obedience, and the giving of self. Why the giving of self? Because selfishness is at the root of your problem. Where selfishness flourishes and transgression exists, the Spirit of the Lord can't enter your life to bless you. To succeed, you must overcome your selfishness. When your beacon is focused on self, it does little more than blind your vision. When turned outward through acts of kindness and love, it will light your path to happiness and peace. Your exercise of faith permits you to call upon the strength of the Lord when you need it. Obedience to His commandments allows that strength to be given. The power of God will come into your life because of your faithful obedience to His commandments. Don't live your life in despair, feeling sorry for yourself because of the mistakes you've made. Let the sun shine in by doing the right things now. Pick up the scriptures and immerse yourself in them. Look for favorite passages. Lean on the Master's teachings, on His servant's testimony. Refresh your parched soul with the Word of God. The scriptures will give you comfort and the strength to overcome. If you've tangled your ordered life into a ball of knots, it has taken time to get that way. It is unreasonable to expect to unravel it all at once. Start knot by knot, decision by decision, and be sure that while you're untying the knots, you don't let any more get put there through transgression. This example suggests how your habit can be overcome. Suppose a small child were to run in front of your car. What would you do? Careful analysis of each step taken will teach you how to overcome your serious habit. First, your mind decides to stop. Nothing else can happen until that decision is made. Then you take your foot off the accelerator. Can you imagine stopping a car with one foot on the accelerator and the other on the brake? Finally, you firmly apply the brake. That same pattern followed will help you overcome your entrenched habit. Decide to stop what you're doing that is wrong. Then search out everything in your life that feeds the habit, such as negative thoughts, unwholesome environment, and your companions in mischief. Systematically eliminate or overcome everything that contributes to that negative part of your life. Then stop the negative things permanently. Recognize that you'll go through two transition periods. The first is the most difficult. You're caging the tiger that has controlled your life. It will shake the bars, growl and threaten, and cause you some disturbance. But I promise you that this period will pass. How long it takes will depend upon the severity of your transgression, your strength, and your determination, and the help you seek from the Lord. But remember, as you stand firm, it will pass. The second period is not as intense. It's like being on battle alert, so that you can fend off any enemy attack. That too will pass, and you'll feel more at peace and have more increased control of your life. You'll become free. Once I had a measuring tape that didn't work. I decided to fix it. I began to remove the side cover plate to find out what was wrong. A few minutes into that process, and I knew I was in trouble. Suddenly, the whole mechanism exploded in my hands. There were tape and spring flying in all directions. My efforts to put it all back together were frustrating and often painful. Irritated, I just about threw the whole thing away. Then I thought, someone designed this tape. If I can discover the principles that make it function, I can fix it. With greater patience, I began to examine the main spring and found that if coiled in a certain way, instead of resisting and complaining, it easily responded. Soon the spring was coiled, carefully placed in its housing, the tape joined, the cover replaced, and it worked perfectly. So it is with you. When through violation of God's laws, you cease to function properly, force and compulsion will not restore you. You must search out the designer's plan, and as you follow it, you'll become more pliable, and you can be repaired more easily, and you'll function well again under His divine influence. The overcoming of serious transgression follows a pattern. First and most difficult, the internal battle, the cross-current of feeling, the anguish of being found out, the worry about the impact in others' lives, and the fear of the unknown. This struggle is prolonged through indecision, and that means more pain and further damage. It can be cut short through decisive personal commitment to clean up your life now, right now. Once that decision is made, there follow many individual decisions and acts, none of which are overpowering, yet taken together, they will kill the monster that's controlling your life. The most difficult part about changing is to make an unwavering decision to do it, and when required, to enlist the help of your bishop. Once that beginning is made, you'll find that the rest of the path becomes easier than you imagined. Some days are more difficult than others, but the process becomes easier through the use of your agency, and you qualify for the Lord's help. Then he'll magnify your efforts. Establish specific objectives and move steadily toward them. A rudder won't control a drifting boat. It must be underway. Similarly, you need to be moving forward to gain control of your life. Satan would have you rationalize. That is, twist something you know to be true into a pattern that appears to support your deviation from truth. Rationalization leads you down blind alleys in life. It drains spiritual power. It barricades the path to happiness because it distorts your understanding of truth. To overcome rationalization, do it with truth and positive decisions. In time, they will form character, resistant to the eroding influence you're striving to overcome. When you decide to change and then discover that there's a way to cheat on that promise without anyone knowing, don't do it. That will destroy your self-confidence and will weaken others' trust in you. It will discourage them from helping you. There's simply nothing good about cheating yourself through being disobedient to trust. There's no positive element of reinforcement that would otherwise come from obedience. To reach a goal you've never before attained, you must do things you've never before done. Don't confront your problem armed only with your own experience and understanding and strength. Count on the infinite power of the Lord by deciding now to be obedient to his teachings. If loved ones seem to ignore you, it's because they don't know what to do. Their past attempts to help have been rejected. You've not wanted help. Reach out to them trustingly. Ask for support in your sincere efforts to change. Give them reason to know that this time is different, because you will do it the Lord's way. As you make progress on the way back, you'll discover feelings you haven't had for a long time. Feelings of concern for others, feelings of unselfish love, feelings of a desire to be near loved ones, and of self-respect and of confidence. These stirrings are evidence of progress, like a growing light at the end of the tunnel. I wish I could replace your doubt with my certainty, but I can't give it to you. I can provide an invitation. Please decide now to repent and change your life. I promise you in the name of the Lord that he will help you. He will be there in every time of need. He gave his life that you can change your life. I promise you, you'll feel his love and strength and support. Trust him completely. He is not going to make any mistakes. He knows what he's doing. Please decide now to change your life. Be obedient to his teachings and he will bless you. I promise you, he will bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.